I just wondered if with the relief that had to be given during the 1930s with all the problems of unemployment, whether that brought changes at City Hall and the kind of work people had to do in the load of the work.
Well, yes, there was a lot of people were requiring all sorts of assistance, but the municipality didn't have... We tried one time to give them something to do to get the money. And like cleaning out ditches and things of that kind, but we had all our roads, we just had ditches along the side of them, you know, and they weren't like they are now. This used to be a terrible street, this thing. Used to be a great big ditch in front of this house here, 10 feet deep.
This is Walker Avenue.
Yeah, and people would invariably go and get into it every while now and again. I know my son lived down the street here a little bit, had a fairly good truck that he drove for. He was always hauling people out of the ditch.
So in the 30s they put people to work, what, clearing the ditches or?
Well, clearing the boulevards and that, and clearing it. It was just a happy-go-lucky way of doing it, because it was handled where relief was necessary to give them in cash. It was the chief of police used to do it.
Ah, but that was earlier, wasn't it, I think? I think about 1929 they appointed a relief officer, and people had to go to him.
About 29, yeah. I guess it would be, yes.
A Mr. Neal.
Yes, Neal was nominally he was a social service, well, I guess you'd call him a relief officer, I guess, yeah. I never had very much to do with that end of it.
Yeah. There was a special department, I think, created for relief, yeah, wasn't there?
Yes.
Under him.
Yeah, they were in a different building than us, too.
So they would have dealt with that sort of thing in the clerk's office.
We'd never know anything about it.
Well, the staff must have increased a bit in that they had to have more people for the relief department. But did they
ever... Well, yes, I don't think there were very many.
Right.
Not... Well, I suppose there was quite a few. I never thought of it before. I know it didn't make any business, any difference to my office anyway. I had one girl all... I never had more than one girl in there. That was all I had.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever lay off any staff during the 30s under the council or...?
No. I don't think so. Not, I suppose some of the workmen outside were probably laid off. I don't know. Of course, I didn't have anything to do with that.
No, but within Municipal Hall.
But no, there wasn't anybody. No, I don't think there was anybody laid off because of the depression.
Yeah, that's unusual.
We just didn't get our pay, that was all.
That was under the council, you didn't get your pay?
No, we didn't, yes. They couldn't pay us our salaries either.
So what happened?
We just went without until we could get it.
How long did it take?
Well, I don't know whether you've heard of, but there was a fellow by the name of, oh gosh, now I can't remember his name. He put up the money one time for our salaries, one Christmas time or something, I think. I can't remember his name.
Just a citizen?
Hmm?
A citizen of Burnaby?
A citizen, yeah.
Yeah. Golly.
Yes, he was. I forget his name, though, now. But there wasn't anybody laid off, but we certainly had a tough time getting... We used to get the odd dollar now and again when somebody come in and pay taxes in cash, which is very seldom done, and do it mostly. And we just take it and
pay yourselves.
And pay ourselves.
Well, did the staff at City Hall organize it all to put pressure on council to pay them?
No. Not like they would have now.
Yeah.
I think it was, we started our union about 1928, I think. Is there any record of that in there?
Yeah, I think there is. Would that be one of the first municipalities to have a union?
Pretty nearly, I imagine. I don't know whether they ever had one before that or not.
Yeah. What did it do?
We've got them. We increased our pay up considerably, and because we didn't get very much money, you know. When I was married, I got $70 a month.
That was about
1919.
70 a month. How much a month?
About $70 a month. I didn't get it up to 150 till for 3 or 4 years after that. But without the union, we wouldn't have got that.
Did the union cover all the workers at Municipal Hall, outside and inside?
Yes, we had both sides. We had both kinds. We were all given just one union for the whole thing. And let me see. We started a system there where we would take somebody was responsible for doing it. I don't know who. We took 4 cents a day or something off the everybody's pay and put it into what they called a relief fund, and that fund was. It was kind of a, well, it took place of what we do now in the way of sickness and that sort of stuff. I was a secretary of it for, secretary and treasurer of it for several years.
That's so, of the union?
That was the, it was, no, it wasn't through, it wasn't done through the union.
Ah.
Although it was done for the, any, all the employees were covered in it.
So you were the secretary in charge of the sickness fund?
Yeah, they agreed to it. But then we found out that the law wouldn't let us do it.
Oh.
So we had to change it then and made it voluntary. When it was voluntary, a lot of them quit.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing, though. We were able to tied people over if they were sick for a little while.
Okay. Well, when the 30s came and there were periods when you weren't paid for a long time, this union didn't put any pressure on council.
Well, the union wasn't formed at that time, though.
Oh, I thought you said about 1928.
In 1928, was when, yes, but when do you... No, that wasn't when we were didn't have the money, I mean. It wasn't until later than that,
right.
Around 1930-something.
But wasn't the union still in existence?
Oh, yes, but it only existed just during the time when they made the budget up.
Oh.
It wasn't a very live union. But it served the purpose, though.
It served the purpose of getting that one pay rise, and then it fizzled out?
Oh, well, no. Every year, most years, we get a small increase each year.
Until the Depression?
Well, Depression, that was Mr. Bennett's doing. He just cut the salaries down to half of what they were, and you could take it or leave it.
And you took it.
Can you imagine what will happen if you'd done that these days?
Right.